James Brooks was living in an affordable apartment on 10th Street in Berkeley when the owner decided to put it up for sale last summer. The residents, who were afraid of being evicted, banded together to fight the sale of the building and enlisted the help of the Northern California Land Trust. The Land Trust was eventually able to buy the property and keep it as affordable housing. Brooks remembers the way that residents came together to protest the sale of the property.
We formed a village behind A.J. Williams and Verley May Tatum. The seniors that were here, they passed away. We formed a village to hold on to this place. We all talked to each other. We got along with each other. Then all of a sudden, we start building everything up, cleaning everything up. And here comes people from other places. Oh, this is nice over here. It looks great. Then all of a sudden, Miss Burnett is gone. Miss Campbell is gone. Stan is gone. Because now he's talking about money. Then all of a sudden, we're a nuisance. If we all stand together, you cannot break the people.
Berkeley Mayor Jesse Yadagin has introduced an ordinance that would help tenants do what the renters in the 10th Street building accomplished. The proposal is called the Tenant Opportunity to Purchase Act, or TOPA. If it passes, it would give tenants the right to have the first offer to buy the property and the right of first refusal if the owner decides to sell it. If the tenants decide not to use their rights, affordable housing developers would then have an opportunity to step in and purchase the property. Aragin says this ordinance is necessary in Berkeley as the city deals with homelessness, housing insecurity, and rapidly increasing rents.
The severity of our housing crisis compels us to take bold and innovative action. As we know, speculation has contributed towards a skyrocketing cost of housing in Berkeley and in the Bay Area. Coupled with vacancy decontrol, rent-controlled units are now 172% more expensive compared to their cost 20 years ago. Key also to addressing the affordability crisis is preserving existing naturally affordable housing, such as properties here on 10th Street. TOPA is about leveling the playing field for tenants and for affordable housing nonprofits.
If the proposal passes, it would become the first renters' protection ordinance of its type in California, and only the second in the nation. Washington, D.C. implemented a similar ordinance in 1980. Seema Rapani, an attorney at the East Bay Community Law Center, says the ordinance would protect and empower Berkeley tenants.
TOPA is an anti-displacement strategy that empowers tenants to determine the future of their housing. With funding, TOPA can level the playing field for low-income tenants and affordable housing developers, create pathways to home ownership, and preserve and create more affordable housing during a time when we desperately need it.
Other Bay Area cities are considering similar renters' protections, including Oakland, which is working on its own version of the ordinance. Dominique Walker, a spokesperson for the Oakland-based grassroots organization Moms for Housing, has recently moved into the 10th Street building. Walker sees this ordinance as one of the next steps for Moms for Housing.
Starting a housing movement, and all of this is a part of it. Folks organizing and recognizing housing as a human right, policy change, grassroots organizing, the movement continues.
The Berkeley City Council plans to vote on the proposed ordinance on March 24th. Reporting from Berkeley for KPFA, I'm Kate Ida.